Hey y'all, and welcome to I Just Called to Say, your reality TV and pop culture podcast. And I'm your reality TV bestie, Megan Pew Pew. And you can follow me on Instagram at Megan Pew Pew. That's Megan underscore Pew Pew on Instagram and TikTok. And you can also follow all the fun at I Just Called to Say podcast. Make sure you tell your mama and them, like, subscribe, follow, share this podcast, and tell everyone about it, okay? Like I said, your mama and them. If you like reality TV, this is your podcast. If you watch Bravo TV, this is your podcast. I am here to service you, the community of fellow reality TV addicts like myself. So let me know what shows you're watching. Let me know what shows I should be watching. And you can watch this podcast on Spotify and YouTube, and you can listen anywhere podcasts can be heard. So let's get down to business to defeat. Okay, it's not the Hans. I was really about to get in my Mulan bag. Okay, but let's get down to business. Have y'all checked on your Bravo TV friends? Like, for real. Have you checked on any of your friends who are Bravo TV addicts? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming that you are probably a Bravo TV addict of some sort. But if you are not, this is your sign to go check on your friends, check on your homegirls, because the past 2 to 4 weeks of Bravo TV, not even just the TV people, the network, the people, the cast, they are going through it. The legal department, they are going through it at Bravo, okay? And you need to check on these people because we are having a hard time trying to keep up. But that's why I'm here. I'm gonna let y'all know what we've been talking about for the past 2 to 4 weeks. Because it's crazy out here in these Bravo streets. So let's go back, let's say like a month ago, shall we? So the first thing that hit the fan was during like part 3 of the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, we learned that Candace Dillard, Robin, and NECA would not be returning to the Real Housewives of Potomac. Apparently, Robin was like, I got fired. And we all knew that was kind of coming because, like, Robin, how your man out here cheating on you again and you're not disclosing the information we want to know about? Like, you can't just be out here cheating and thinking you're going to get away with it. Like, Robin, we needed to know information. So obviously the producers are like, you gots to go. Candace, bad behavior, Candace. Like, it was time. I want to say Candace said she chose to leave, but I feel like the moment you start having to limit the comments on everything you post on Instagram, it's time to go. If you're limiting comments, that means you're doing something bad and that we don't have the space to tell you that you're doing something bad. So Candace has to go too. And then NECA, poor NECA. I think Wendy should go before NECA goes. That's how I'm feeling, because NECA got the short end of the stick this season on Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm just saying. And then also from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Anne Marie, the newbie, she's not coming back, but we all saw that coming. I was like, what? Who are you? Yeah, this is not working. You know, I'm always rooting for a black woman on Bravo, but her storyline, it was not giving. And then, you know, Crystal, who piggybacked off that storyline, she's also not returning to the Real Housewives. I'm still laughing about Crystal's tagline this past season. She said, wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving otherwise. That low-key makes you sound dumb. Wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving otherwise. So do you think you were that young that you have wisdom is what I think she's trying to say. But it didn't pop off. It didn't pop off. So therefore, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. And then what else has been going on in the Bravo TV land as far as who's in and who's out? Tori Spelling, not in, but she's trying to be in. Tori Spelling says she has asked Bravo and Andy Cohen multiple times, why have they not cast her in the show? Tori Spelling, big actress from the late 90s, 90210. Remember Tori Spelling? That Tori Spelling with the face. It's a different face. Does that mean to me? Oh my God, I'm sorry, Tori. Anyway, that Tori. She asked them and they said, it's because she's broke. Well, she said it's because they said she's broke. Like, after her divorce, she like mismanaged her money. So I just think maybe she couldn't keep up with those group of housewives. But at the same time, Erika Jayne is broke. Like, technically, she says she's broke. I mean, she's living in like a one-bedroom, two-bedroom type of casita situation. So that's probably still expensive for Beverly Hills standards. But I think that Tori Spelling could at least keep up with that. Like, come on, give the woman some credit. She's got to be getting royalties of some sort. So going back to Candace Dillard from The Real Housewives of Potomac, back in the news again because she's expecting a child. So that is good for her. I'm hoping that her being pregnant will mellow her out, and maybe she'll be able to like not keep the comments unlimited when she has the baby, and she'll be able to post cute little photos and we'll all be excited for her. But dang, the internet is rough. Candace has been a mean girl. I can see people coming for photos of her baby. They'd be like, but let's not do that. Let's not ruin people's motherhood. Okay. See, I'm just messy. Why am I like this? And I'm also not a mom. So I probably wouldn't be touching that. People be like, Megan, you don't mess with the kids. What is that? The housewife rule. Don't leave the kids out of it. They'd be like, leave the kids out of it. Leave the husbands out of it. Leave my mama out of it. Everybody's off limits on these shows. Meanwhile, Candace be coming for everyone. But let's just leave that alone. So Candace, she's expecting a baby. In addition, Monica Garcia from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Remember Monica? AKA Reality Von Teese. AKA Reality Von Teese. Yes. She's expecting a baby. Now, she did not say who the baby daddy was. The headline has been Mystery Man. Mystery Man. Who is the Mystery Man? Where was he this past season? Wait, dang, he came up out of nowhere. But I think it's going to be like, what, her sixth kid? Dang, that's a lot of kids. But I mean, that makes sense for her. She's like former Mormon. So they'd be popping out kids when you're Mormon. I feel it's like a requirement if you're going to live in Salt Lake City. It's like, must have at least 5 kids. I was in Salt Lake City this past year, and I saw a woman traveling through the airport with 5 kids under 10 years old, and she was smiling. She was smiling. Who was smiling going through the airport with 5 young people? That's crazy. I said, that's Mormon for you. That's Mormon. I mean, honestly, I shouldn't be judging Mormons because whatever they got you on, smiling like that, wild, must be strong. Prozac? Must be strong. Zoloft? You ain't telling me. That's just the grace of the Mormon God. But yeah. Requirement, 5 kids. And Monica has reached the requirement. So good for her. Congratulations, Monica and Candace, on your expecting of your babies. Speaking of new babies, Lisa Vanderpump birthed a new baby on Hulu. Yes, Lisa Vanderpump took a show to Hulu, and now she's got Vanderpump Villa. Imagine Below Deck meets the first real seasons of Vanderpump Rules when people were actually working. So yeah, so it's like that combo. It's like Vanderpump Rules meets Below Deck because they're working at a resort in the south of France. It's the Roosevelt Estate. And Lisa has curated these experiences for people who are coming on this trip to the French Riviera to stay in her place. And she's got this beautiful group of cast and crew who are like chefs, maids, servers, and concierge. And they help her curate these experiences on the trip. So it gives that Below Deck service vibe. It's a great show. Don't get me wrong. It's a good show. It's a basic good show. It gives very early years of Vanderpump. But what I do find iffy is that she did not take this to Peacock. She did not take it to Bravo. It's at Hulu. Like, that kind of makes me think back to when Kim Kardashian left E. She left E, where the Keeping Up the Kardashians show was always on. And then they took their show to Hulu. So I'm just like, what kind of checks is Hulu cutting over there? Let me take one of my show ideas over there. If that's what we doing, we good over at Hulu? Or I'm like, or is there bad blood with Lisa Vanderpump? There can't be bad. Like, do you think there's bad blood with Lisa Vanderpump and Bravo? There can't be, because she still has Vanderpump Rules. But I just find it interesting that she took this show to Hulu. Food for thought. Let me know what you think about it all. Let me know what you think of the Hulu Peacock of it all. Because, you know, I'm loyal to a network, as if I'm on anyone's network. But if y'all put my show on your network, I'm going to be loyal to it. If you're loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. Me and my family, we as thick as thieves. If you know who I'm talking about, a real housewife who said that quote, let me know. Only the real ones know. If you know, you know. Okay, so moving on, what's in, what's out. BravoCon It's not in for this year, 2024. It's not coming back. Do you remember I was talking to Real Housewives of Columbus, Kendra, on a previous episode when we're giving predictions? Okay, so it's pause. It's pause. They push pause. Like Dorinda, we push pause on BravoCon, and it won't be back until 2025, November 2025. So by November 2025, I got what? A year and some change to get on the network or to be working with the network. So let this episode be me manifesting it. I will be working or I will be on or working with Bravo TV by next BravoCon. Okay. That's a word. And y'all gonna help me get there. This is not a threat. This is me asking. If y'all know anybody who knows somebody, tell them, put your girl on. I'm cast. Okay. I'm a character. I am mess. Speaking of mess, we done had a whole season of Real Housewives of Miami where Alexia been talking about her and Todd are fine. Her and Todd are fine. Then tell me why I go to your Instagram stories and you just been blindsided by Todd, who filed for divorce. Like, I'm concerned for Alexia. Like, was she pretending that she didn't see issues in her marriage? Like, was it for the show? But also, my biggest concern is she was living with this man who was like renting $10,000 a month apartments, and he was also providing home for her disabled son. So I'm like, she's got to be able to find a new home for her family, and specifically for Frankie. Frankie needs a proper home with a doorman. Like, this is important. Like, Todd, Alexia, you lied to us. But we already sniffed out the lie. You can usually tell when a marriage is not okay on Bravo and on a lot of reality TV. And you know, the smart ones, their significant others are never seen on the show. It's like, if you are the star, like, just you be on the show and let your man not be on the show, or your woman. They don't need to be on the show with you, okay? You will be fine. And then you just have them do like sound bites. You'd be like, this is what my man had said. I'm speaking because if I'm on the show, that's what's about to happen. Y'all ain't never about to see Andrew on the show like that, really. Y'all is gonna be seeing like shadows. You see how you see these shadows behind me? If you're watching, that's what it's gonna be like when you see Andrew. It's gonna be like him in the passing. He ain't gonna be on the show. But never say never. Never say never, okay? Never say never, because I bet you Sheena and Katie, did they think that they would be on a commercial for Chili's? Yes. Sheena and Katie are now the new spokespersons for Chili's baby back ribs. But they're not known just for their baby back ribs now. They're known for their espresso martinis. Spokespersons Sheena and Katie can tell you all about those Chili's espresso martinis, okay? But I give Bravo and all the Bravo celebrities this. They really put espresso martinis on the map, because I started really going hard on espresso martinis like circa 2016, 2017. And that was because of Below Deck. Everyone on the Below Deck, whenever they would go like a crew outing, they always drank espresso martinis. And I'd be like, I need one of those. That sounds amazing. And then I feel like you'd be watching other people on vacation, specifically on Bravo, ordering espresso martinis. So when I think about Sheena and Katie being the spokesperson for Chili's espresso martini, I'm like, this makes sense. The official drink of Bravo should be an espresso martini. Like, that is just Bravo to a T, honestly. So congrats to Sheena and Katie on just always getting those endorsements. Like, they be getting paid. They gonna make their coin. They're gonna talk about you, Scandoval. They gonna make songs about you, Scandoval. And you know what? They gonna get them bags. And I stan a woman who goes after her paper. Who I can't stand, though. God, Larsa. I'm sorry, Larsa Pippen. That's someone. There have been a lot of people who didn't get renewed this season, for next season, for The Real Housewives. And I'm still trying to figure out why Larsa Pippen is someone who got renewed. Because she's so boring. She's like, me and Marcus were like on and off all the time. Like, they're on and off all the time. And again, they're on. I think they're on. According to what I saw 3 days ago, they were spotted on a Miami beach. So I think they're back on. But they were off when they filmed the reunion for the Traitors. But clearly they were together. They were on the on when they were on Traitors. Reunion came, they were off. And so now they're back on. here's the thing. You can't be doing on and off again when you're over 40 and you got kids that are grown. Like, that's embarrassing for you and for them to be like, my mama in her on and off again relationship with Michael Jordan's son. That sounds crazy. My mama is in an on and off again relationship with Michael Jordan's son, and she is the ex-wife of Scottie Pippen. That's something. That's something. Wow, that's mess. But the biggest mess that has been in the Bravo news for the past week or so has been people speculating that Andy Cohen is leaving the Bravo TV network. Not true. It ain't true until CNN reports it, okay? You know why CNN will report it? Because Andy Cohen's best friend is Anderson Cooper, and he is Mr. CNN, okay? So that is top news, and Andy Cohen ain't going nowhere. He's about to celebrate 20 years of being with Bravo and 15 years of Watch What Happens Live. That man ain't going nowhere, and he specifically said to a long-running housewife on the show, he said, being on TV is a privilege, not a right, and it can be taken from you. So I fully believe that he is like, why would I do something to jeopardize this grandiose situation that I've been blessed to create, build, and grow from? Like, Andy Cohen ain't going nowhere. Andy Cohen is about his bag. And you know what the issue is? The mess came from Leah McSweeney, because why was it like a week or so ago, Leah was in the news for trying to say that Andy Cohen, was creating a really toxic work environment for her when she was on the show. And she then went ahead to sue him. She tried to sue him. But I also heard she wanted to be on the Real Housewives of New York City's Legacy Ultimate Girls Trip, and she didn't get asked to be on it. I'm like, sis, he was only on New York for like 2 to 3 seasons. Why would you think you'd be Legacy? So she didn't get that. So of course she was all up in her bag and she was feeling some kind of way. And so then she was like, well, I'ma sue him. And I think that's what her thought was. She was like, I'ma sue him. And that's gonna show them. But that's not how this works, Leah. That's not how this works. Andy Cohen wins. Bravo wins. You married to the mob, that brand, sit down. Have several seats. I'm sorry. I am being so aggressive. Why am I acting like this? I'm like, I feel like I'm yelling. Like, I'm like upset about the news. I'm sorry. Have I been just been yelling at y'all for the past 20 minutes about this? Oh my God. You see how passionate I am? I'm so passionate. I don't know why I'm like this. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. But that's okay. Because I passionately wanted to just explain to you what has been happening over the past month. So that's why I say, check on your Bravo TV addicted friends. They are not okay. We are going through it. It's just, that was so much news. And you just saw how, like, I was just like, I was jarred by all of it. Oh my God. And then it was confirmed, Karen Huger, she did get she was charged with a DUI. If y'all listened back to a couple episodes ago when I was talking about that, she did get charged. But I still didn't see a mugshot. So that's pretty impressive PR. But yeah, wow. Like, in the span of like 30 days, a lot has happened. I think it's been less than 3 days. I feel like this has been like over the past 3 weeks. So yeah, crazy. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're all caught up. Check on your friends. Stay up to date on Bravo TV. And when in doubt, listen to I Just Called to Say podcast, because I'm your reality TV bestie and I'm here to keep you up to date. Okay, girl, I got us. Tell your mom and them, like, subscribe, and follow. And tune in next week for a new episode of I Just Called to Say. Do you hear this? This is so disrespectful. New York for you, okay? New York. I really appreciate you guys listening. Like, it means a lot to me. And when in doubt, listen to this podcast. I'm always going to keep you updated on all things Bravo TV and reality TV. Let me know what shows you're watching and what shows I should be watching. And I'll see you soon on I Just Called to Say. Beep, beep.